This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Texas's bipartisan effort to shield patients from surprise medical bills could be weaker than lawmakers intended when it goes into effect January 1st. Consumer advocates say a proposed rule could severely weaken the legislation by continuing to allow surprise bills outside of emergencies. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Earlier this year, lawmakers from both parties came together to work on outlawing surprise medical bills for as many Texans as they could. Senate Bill 1264 created an arbitration process for insurers and providers to negotiate prices in situations where patients with state-regulated health plans unknowingly get out-of-network care. Right now, when both sides can't agree, patients get stuck with some outrageous bills. Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says the fact that the legislature agreed on a way to fix this is historic.
I haven't seen a bill with a scope this big, that it could be this meaningful for the financial security of a family, pass in the 12 years I've been doing this.
But that protection could soon be at risk in non-emergency situations. That's because of a provision in the bill that created a narrow exception for people who knowingly want to receive care from a doctor out of their health plan's network.
The financial struggle that legislators were trying to remove us from, they're trying to protect us from, patients might be right back in the middle of that situation.
After a law is passed, it's up to the agencies that will enforce it to write up the rules for implementation. And when the Texas Medical Board went through its rulemaking process, they proposed the rules advocates are concerned about. Stacey Pogue and others are specifically concerned about a rule that would require all out-of-network providers in non-emergency situations to give patients a form that could, in practice, waive their rights to not get a surprise bill.
It's a loophole. It's a loophole in the protection where legislators wanted to give patients a protection, a win-win. And now some patients are going to get a lose-lose. They're going to have a scheduled procedure and be asked to essentially choose between two terrible outcomes.
That's a choice between paying more for providers they didn't choose or canceling or delaying a needed medical procedure. The Texas Medical Board, by the way, doesn't see it this way. In a statement, a spokesperson said the proposed rules do not, quote, waive any rights a patient has under Senate Bill 1264 or any statute. The spokesperson continues to say the board created rules it believes, quote, provides patients with enough advance notice to make a reasoned economic decision in regards to the care they are receiving.
They're leaving a lot of questions unanswered and creating a lot of concern about how this is all going to play out.
That's Blake Hudson with the AARP of Texas. He says the good news is people in emergency situations will definitely be shielded from surprise medical bills starting January 1st. But it's not clear whether people not in emergencies will get the same amount of protection. Hudson says allowing providers and not patients to choose when to use the waiver could create widespread abuse of what was supposed to be a narrow exception.
It looks like what they're going to do is let your surgeon or whoever works at the front desk include in your packet a form that essentially waives your surprise medical bill protections for all of those out-of-network physicians.
That could be the anesthesiologist or pathologist, basically any of the different people involved in your procedure.
And that's a really big concern for consumers and definitely is not the intent of Senate Bill 1264, and everyone that was involved in the process of developing this law knows that.
Other stakeholders have also raised concerns about this proposed rule. In a statement, the Texas Association of Health Plans said the rule misinterprets the law's intent and actually makes surprise billing protections weaker than they were before the law was passed. State Senator Kelly Hancock, a Republican from North Richland Hills, sponsored SB 1264. He says the intent of the legislation was to protect every Texan with a state-regulated health insurance plan from getting a surprise bill, period. And he says he will not accept an outcome in the rulemaking process that doesn't reflect that.
And so we have no intentions of seeing the efforts and the intentions of legislators being ignored just because associations want to get things their way.
But State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Cypress who co-sponsored the bill, says he's not as concerned with the proposed rules. He said the waiver process included in the bill was supposed to be something that was rarely used. And Oliverson, who is an anesthesiologist in Texas, thinks providers won't abuse that. And if they do, he said, lawmakers will get rid of that exception in 2021. But that's what some healthcare advocates say they don't want. They say they don't want to go through this again. Blake Hudson says SB 1264 was painfully created, and lawmakers took the time to find a compromise with both insurers and providers, which was no easy task.
You know, there's a lot of money in healthcare, and so the different interests are going to use whatever they can to keep collecting money on the backs of consumers wherever they can, unfortunately. It's frustrating.
The proposed rules are expected to be discussed during the board's upcoming meeting in early December and could possibly be adopted as early as then. Either way, the new law is set to be in effect January 1st. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.